Good evening, everyone. Happy New Year, and welcome to Help Stop the Genocide in American Ghetto, Blog Talk Radio. My name is Emmanuel Barbie. I'm your host. I created this show to promote my ideas to those who would listen to my message. For 25 years, online and offline, I have experienced extreme rejection from established black organizations in my city about my plan to help improve our urban communities in America, starting in Chicago. As a result, Chicago is currently the murder capital in America. I've been using the only tools currently available to me, which is my YouTube videos, my social groups, my blog postings, this show, and now my revised book. I'm not interested in seeking celebrities to vouch for my character and all that stuff. I want to connect with people that's mostly affected by these institutionalized racism and all these social issues. And that's us, ordinary law-abiding citizens. I'm not interested in creating a GoFundMe page or to even ask people for donations. Instead, I encourage all of my people on my friends list and those that's in my social groups to read my story for themselves. And that is the solution for Black America: Reclaiming, Rebuilding, and Restoring the Urban Ghettos in America, second edition, which is available on Amazon.com. I'm going to provide a link under the comment section so that way people can find my book that way. I provide a detailed roadmap on how my organization will help end urban violence, poverty, institutionalized racism, and police brutality within the communities and cities we will serve if given a chance. I'm still looking for brave and smart people who have read my story and who meets the qualifications that I'm looking for those persons to help me run this type of organization in urban America. I'm looking for legitimate investors, business partners, Christian entrepreneurs, philanthropists, and sponsors who will help me with my nonprofit as well as my for-profit organization starting here in Chicago. This year, I'm going to be expanding my show to every Thursday from 10 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Central Time. If I have a high volume of callers, then I will extend my the show to Facebook Messenger to give people an opportunity to voice their concerns about the topics that we are going to discuss. I created this show in order to mobilize my true supporters across the United States and around the globe to share my book information with their family, friends, places of worship, and at their local community center. I will use this show to give ordinary law-abiding citizens that have legitimate businesses an opportunity to promote their products and services or share their natural God-given talents and skills for about 5 minutes. I will also be conducting interviews about people who are doing something positive online that's on my friends list. So if you reside in Africa, Canada, or Europe, I believe that you are between 6 to 8 hours ahead of our time. So please make adjustments if you would like to be a part of these events. If you miss these events, you can always listen to the archives, which are available 24/7 on Blog Talk Radio on the link that I have. The public number to call into the show is 646-668-8698 and press 1. Tonight, our guest speakers will include Evangelist, I believe it's pronounced Charlene McIntosh, Apostle Adrena Jackson, and Miss Victoria Howard. So I'm going to look for their my guests, because I gave them information on how to get on this show. So if I see their phone numbers, then I will let them get on the show for them to share their information. And then if we have enough time, hopefully I can open it up to the callers. So just bear with me. So it looks like we're going to begin with Evangelist McIntosh. So let's see. Hello.
Hello. Good evening, my brother. How are you?
I'm fine. I want you to be able to just express yourself in terms of letting people know about who you are and how to find your book that you want to promote on this show. And hopefully we can get that book, your book, to sell.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, and thank you for inviting me to be on your show. My name is Evangelist Sherilyn McIntosh. I live in the Boston, Massachusetts area, and I released a book in June of 2016 called A Personal Guide to Live, Love, and Laugh Your Way to Making Better Choices. So this is the new motto that I have, not only for my life, but to encourage others. The book is based on Philippians 3:12-14, forgetting those things which are behind and pressing towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's in King James Version.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, this book talks about regrets that you have from, you know, any bad judgment calls, mistakes, or, you know, just messing up in the past, and how people may get stuck there and they can't move forward because they're too busy lamenting over what they've done in the past. So I basically wanted to encourage people to forgive yourself and forgive others that may have hurt you. Go and apologize to who you need to apologize to. If anyone was affected by any bad decisions that you made, most importantly, forgive yourself, because God has a plan for all of our lives, and He wants us to walk in freedom, in purpose, and in destiny. And in order to do that, we have to let the past go. So that's pretty much it in a nutshell.
Okay, now I need you to probably, if you can, tell them like a website. And also, if you don't mind, after the show, you're welcome to promote it too under the comment section, so that way, you know, the listeners can find your information. But anyway, you can still tell them.
Thank you. The book is available on Amazon. Again, it's called A Personal Guide to Live, Love, and Laugh Your Way to Making Better Choices. My website is under construction at this point, but you can check me out on Facebook under my page, and it's called Live, Love, and Laugh Through Better Choices. So
okay, great.
Thank you.
All right. God bless you, and hopefully, you know, if you have something that the Lord placed on your heart, if you want to talk about on this show, just let me know ahead of time, and I'll get you back on the show, and you can say your piece on here. So that way, I want to be able to give, especially my Christian friends, an opportunity to spread the word and their businesses on this type of show, so that way we can all come up together and help advance the kingdom of God, rather than just sitting up here allowing these secular people to control everything. I mean, I do want to move from behind this computer, but again, I just thank the Lord for an opportunity to be on Blog Talk Radio where I can voice my opinion. I thank the Lord again for my book that's out there published, and I'm going to keep doing whatever it takes for me to keep talking about the vision until it the fruitation takes place. Okay, God bless you. I'm going to take in my next caller. And that
God
will be...
bless you.
Yes. And that's going to be, we see, Apostle, I believe it's pronounced Adrian Jackson. So, you're next. Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
Hello?
Brother Emmanuel, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine.
Awesome. Well, everyone, I thank you for being on the call today. My name is Apostle Adrian Jackson, and the name of my ministry is Prophetess Adrian Jackson International Fire Ministries, and you can contact me via email at info@pajifm.org. You may also call me via 888-443-3889, extension 101. I do have a website that's under construction, and it is www.pajifm.org. You may also find me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I'm on a number of various social media sites. But I want to share something with you today that's on my heart as the man of God was speaking and talking about his situation. And God gave me an open vision, and I saw the Lord, our Lord and Savior Jesus. I saw his tears, and the Lord is so concerned about his children. He's so concerned about the murder because too many lives are being stripped and taken, and they're not making it into heaven, and they're leaving this earth before their time. And Brother Emmanuel, God put this assignment on your heart so that you could be a voice for him to speak about what's going on in Chicago and around the nations with racism, prejudice, and hate and murder and death. And God does not like any of these things. And so we, as children of God, especially those of us that are in ministry that know God, we must go to the Word of God. We must pray, and we must stand in the gap for our brothers and sisters, especially those in the area of Chicago where the murder rate is so high, that they will come to know our Lord and Savior, Jesus. And we must be proactive in this cause that our brother is going forth, amen, because God does not want anyone to perish before their time. And he definitely does not want the enemy to have havoc and wreck his children's lives. And so the word that I want to leave with everyone today, amen, is Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, as we walk with God, as we walk towards this cause. And the word of God says, "And trust is being confident of things being hoped for, proof of things not seen. Indeed, the elders were approved by this. By trusting, we understand that the worlds were created by spoken word of God, so that what is seen has not come out of things which were visible." And we just have to stay in the prayer closet, and we just have to pray, and we have to fast, and we have to trust God to make a change, amen, and especially in the area of Chicago. And I'm believing God, and I'm standing in agreement with my brother in Christ, Emmanuel, that God's going to move mightily in Chicago, amen, in the name of Yeshua. He's going to eradicate and remove the crime and the murder and the drugs and the alcohol and the perversion, everything that's not right unto him, amen, in the name of Jesus, not just in Chicago, but all around the nation. And so we,
amen,
we
that's right.
Amen. We have to open our hearts, even those individuals that don't understand and who don't know us. And so as a people of color, as African-Americans and as citizens of the United States, so I would just encourage everyone and admonish everyone just to open up your heart to God and ask God, what can I do? What is my part? How do you want me to pray? What do you want me to do? Sometimes people just need a hand. They just need love. They just need to be talked to. and because they don't know. And a kind word, a hug, help, you know, food, clothes, whatever, could go a long way to block and stop the enemy from taking out one of God's children. So I just thank you, Abba Father. I give you all the honor. I give you all the glory, and I give you all the praise. I cover your precious son with the blood of Jesus from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, and every person that's walking with him on this assignment, Abba Father, in the name of Yeshua. And I command the angels of the Lord to go forth for divine protection for each and every person that's on this call today, Father God, and each and every person that is deciding, amen, in the name of Jesus, to go forth and help your brother in this cause. So I just thank you, Abba Father, that you're going to open the door, Abba Father, that people will have a heart for you, Abba Father, that they will sow unto you for this purpose, Abba Father. And we just give you all the honor, and we give you all the glory, and we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, and I agree with that prayer. And I definitely would like to have you back on this show. You know, if you want to, like, try to give, like, a piece of a sermon that the Lord might place on your heart. And also, next time, you know, tell people where they can find you, because you have your own Blog Talk Radio show. You want to say that real fast?
The Blog Talk Radio program that I'm participating in, it belongs with another woman of God. I'm actually speaking through her ministry, amen, in the name of Jesus. But in the near future, I will be going forth in radio and television, because that's part of my ministry. So keep your eyes and your ears open, amen, in the name of Jesus, because it's not my ministry, it's God's ministry, and it's for his glory. So within the next few months, radio should be going forth, and everything that God has given me as an assignment will go forth, amen, for the glory of God, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, thank you. All right, I'm going to go ahead and take my next caller, and that's going to be, I believe it's Ms. Victoria Howard. So, hello?
Hello, Emmanuel. Thank you for having me. And hello to Sherilyn McIntosh and Apostle Adrian Jackson. Thank you for those words. And I just want to share, I'm from Edenton, Georgia. I live in Georgia, in Edenton, Georgia, and I'm a part of Abundant Life Word Fellowship. And what I want to share today, I thank God for what you all were sharing. And, you know, I'm a part of a prayer team that prays for our nation and
okay.
The different cities. And, you know, some people get into trouble, you know, because they don't have any ideas, any business ideas, or, you know, they don't know what to do. So they may turn to selling drugs or joining a gang. And I believe that people need some type of outlet. They need to be able to have people before them with ideas and stuff. And I believe that will help some people to even get out of certain neighborhoods that, you know, they don't particularly want to be in. And so what I have here is, I know some people may have children in college and, you know, families and stuff. And what I have here is emergency roadside assistance that I
Man, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I don't sound to be rude, but I just want to again stress, after this show, make sure that you, under the comment section, put in like a website so that way people can find you a little easier.
Okay.
I
will do that. Yes, it's emergency roadside assistance, and I know that some people, you know, they go on trips, and it could be just around town, and they have car trouble. And some people don't know who to call when they have car trouble. They may sit there, they may call a family member if somebody's around, and they never think about having emergency roadside assistance. And, you know, that can be even, you know, dangerous if you break down in the wrong place. So what I have here is emergency roadside assistance. It covers up to 100 miles of free towing per service call. You get battery boosting and tire changing coverage for boats, motorcycles, RVs as well, and those are pretty huge. You get up to $2,000 in attorney fees, $500 for arrest bond in case you get arrested. It comes with dental vision prescription, up to $500 in emergency room visit coverage and hospital coverage, accident of death coverage, stolen vehicle, even bail bonds. So, you know, a lot of times people say, well, I have it with my insurance company, my car insurance, but just know that what you have with your car insurance is very limited. There was a story where a lady had a Popular roadside assistance, and she had traveled out of town, and her friend lived like 50 miles up the road, but because her coverage was limited, they would not tow her 50 miles to her friend's house. And so we offer 100 miles of free towing, you know. So you have so much coverage, and it's only it's $19.95 per month. It's $40 down and $19.95 per month. And if you want more information, my website is www.justsaymca.com. And if you want to call, the number is 800-641-7926. Now, another benefit about this is that this is very good coverage, and when you refer somebody, you also get $80 per referral. So it's also an opportunity for you. You know, if you have friends and family that need this awesome service, you can get $80 per referral. That's just how good the service is. And that is all I have. Again, if you want to call, is 800-641-7926, and the website is www.justsaymca.com, and that's JustSaymca.com. Thank you.
Amen. So grateful to have you on the show and my other two guests that was here. Just trying to, I would like to try to be a beacon to other, I would say, grassroots businesses that's trying to get their name out there. This is a place, you know, I'm not asking for fees to be on here to promote your stuff, because this is what the Lord wants us to do. He wants, hopefully, through this type of business I'm trying to start, to promote more Christian entrepreneurs, for us to take the lead. We see a lot of, I forget what they call them, humanitarian types of organizations, and they want to leave out God, and they have their own type of agendas and all that stuff. But this is a Christian business that I'm trying to start, and I'm just trying to live up to that name. My mother named me Emmanuel, and Emmanuel means God be with us, and I want to live up to my spiritual name and just practice what I stand for. I have an unknown person that's unknown caller, but I'm going to find out if that person has something positive to say on the show. So let's see. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Who is
Can
this,
you
please?
Hear me? Oh, this is Evangelist
Sherilyn
McIntosh.
A little bit, yes.
Yeah.
So who are you?
Oh, this is Evangelist Sherilyn McIntosh.
Oh, okay.
Hi. I accidentally got cut off earlier, so.
Oh, no problem.
But I just wanted to say hello to the other guests, and God bless you, and Happy New Year.
Oh, okay. And remember, I recommend that you put your website under the comment section, so that way people can find your information and everything.
Absolutely. I will do that. I'm online and actually looking as we speak.
Alrighty. Well, again, I was grateful that everybody participated. And again, I just want more people that's on my friends list to come forth. This is my way of trying to get acquainted with people. If people want to actually meet me in person, they can meet me at the Harold Washington Library, but I want you to first send me a friend request on my Facebook page, and then we'll make arrangements that way about meeting in person so that way I can explain to you more about my revised book, about the organization I'm trying to start here in Chicago, the Grassroots Community Activist Institute. And the Lord wanted me to get the organization started here in Chicago first. Once I have my management team and we generate enough capital, then we want to make Chicago a model first before we expand to 10 other cities within 10 states. And I want to reach out to the African immigrant community so that way we can expand also over there to Africa, to 10 countries. But it starts here in Chicago because this is where a lot of problems are taking place. And I'm just giving God the credit and praise and the glory for giving me an opportunity to stand my ground. I haven't tried to compromise the vision that my Creator has given me. I stand firm on that. And I'm just doing the best that I can so I can move from behind this computer. But, again, you know, it takes capital. Again, I'm not asking for donations. I just want people to read my story first. Those that meet the qualifications that I'm looking for come forth, and I'm willing to share the limelight with you. You will go down in history with me because, again, this has been the vision that I have been given by my Creator, the Lord Jesus Christ, for the past 25 years has been overlooked by those that's already established. And we see that things here in Chicago isn't working, and yet people still want to hound me and say, I need to do this and that to attract more people, or I need to do another type of to get people involved. You know, I have to switch my what I'm doing. And, hey, I mean, I'm doing the best that I can and using the tools that I have available to me, and I'm trying to use those tools wisely. And so I'm going to be obedient to my Creator, not to man or woman. So thank you all for hearing me out, and I would like to eventually meet people in person if they're going to be serious about working with me. Take care and have a blessed evening. Good night.